China's military says it's carried out precision strikes during exercises in the Taiwan Strait. Beijing began conducting drills around the island after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi met with Taiwanese officials in Taipei. Taiwan has deployed missile systems and ships to track China's air force and navy. Well, Pelosi is now in Seoul for meetings with South Korean officials. She'll reportedly also visit the demilitarized zone on the border with North Korea. Pelosi's tour of Asia has also included stops in Singapore and Malaysia. It will end in Japan. Well, in the wake of Pelosi's Taiwan trip, foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations have expressed their concern about the possibility of open conflict between major powers in the region. Delegates from the 10-member ASEAN group are holding talks in Cambodia's capital. Iraq's influential Shia politician Muqtada al-Sadr is demanding an early election and says dialogue with the government has proven futile. In a televised address, he urged his supporters to continue their sit-in at parliament until their demands are met.
Most of the people are tired of the ruling class, the whole of it, including some of those who belong to our bloc. Therefore, take advantage of my presence to end corruption. God willing, there will be no place for the old guard, regardless of their affiliations. This will happen first through a peaceful revolutionary democratic process. Second, an early democratic election should take place after dissolving the current parliament.
U.S. President Joe Biden has signed a new executive order aimed at making it easier for women to travel between states to get an abortion. In June, the Supreme Court overturned a ruling that guaranteed a woman's right to the procedure. The first grain cargo ship to leave Ukraine since the Russian invasion has sailed through Turkey's Bosphorus Strait on its way to Lebanon. The ship is being monitored by a joint coordination center in Istanbul. It left the Ukrainian port of Odessa on Monday. Talks to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal are due to resume in Vienna after months of stalemate, though the U.S. says its expectations are in check. It broke down in 2018 when the U.S. pulled out under former President Donald Trump.
Hey guys, Sami Zeidan here from Essential Middle East Podcast. Now, Iraq is at a crossroads. Find out why on this episode of the Essential Middle East Podcast.